Good morning and happy Easter. Our notices for the coming week. We'll next gather again for worship on Sunday the 18th of April, so that's 2 weeks today. The Zoom coffee mornings will continue on Wednesday mornings, and we have the Zoom Dementia Friends training, which will be on the 21st of April. Just say, following our service, the organ will be playing, Richard will be playing a few pieces on the organ, and then when you're ready, if you'd like to follow the arrows out through the far exit at the far end, then out into the garden. The little quirks of this morning, the smoke alarm in the back corner has decided that this is the day that its battery is going to die, so we will be having that nice little beep every now and again as we move through. And I think Denise has got a notice. Pardon? And there are flowers which are... Oh, yeah. Right. Okay, so I haven't spoken. Right. Do you want a mic? Right, okay, if I can repeat that. Jean, Ollie's prepared a load of little posies of flowers for folk. So if you know of somebody who's not here who you'd like to take a posy to, could you take a posy and tell Denise who you're taking it to? Was that it, Denise?
That's it.
Yeah, great, okay. So at the end of the service, if you'd like to take a posy for somebody, please do, and let Denise know who to. So as we prepare for worship this Easter day, let's take a moment of silence. Let us celebrate the richness and diversity of life in the presence of God. Life is a gift for which we are grateful. We gather into community to celebrate the glories and mysteries of this great gift. Today we celebrate new life, new joy, new possibilities. We give thanks for the spirit of life, visible in Christ, visible in us, visible in people in all walks of life. Let us pray. Loving God, some are still staying home. Some are tiptoeing in quietly, not quite sure what they will find, the place which has stood empty for far too long. But this is the day. Hope tiptoes us awake. Light guides us through the shadows. Some are making sure to stay more than the accepted distance away from those they long to gather into their arms. Some are still stuck in that grave called lockdown. But this is the day of the Lord, who plants joy in our winter hearts, drowns out despair's cries with laughter. We still see these days as filled with to overflowing with uncertainty, hoping to get through today without starting to worry about tomorrow. This is a time of uncertainty and fear. We wonder what today will bring. We worry about the coming tomorrow. But this is the day the Lord has made, the day grace does cartwheels in graveyards, resurrection wonder outshines the brightest sun, an empty tomb fills us with good news. For far too long, we have been wearing those itchy hair shirts of burdens and worries, but now you dress us in joy and wonder, which we will wear every day. For too many months we've been walking timidly through life, alone, apart, afraid. That good and faithful friend, death, always close by, whispering in the silence. But now even the grave has lost its power, for now a new friend walks with us. There have been too many nights when we have stood, emptying our worries out of our pockets, dropping them like pennies into that large jar. But now we can go and cash them in for all the love, grace, the joy you offer to us in these moments. We could continue to relive all the endless empty days, but now we can sing, dance and rejoice with you, God in community, holy in one, for resurrection life has been given to us. It is hard to step out of the shadows of these times, to try to embrace the light which is being cast upon us. We have spent so much time searching, hoping, longing for things to change, and in the longing, the hoping, the searching, we forgot so many people. We ignored so much pain. We turned away from grief and loss, afraid it would embrace us. Yet, on this day, we are reminded that we are still Easter people. We will be Easter people again, and we are always Easter people. Whether we can gather as one today, or feel we need to stay apart, whether we continue to huddle in the shadows, or take tentative steps into the light, on this day, we come to you, fear-removing God. We would like to think we have been so distant from you that you have not noticed our foolishness. During the last months, we have kept the door to hope shut so tight, afraid to open it. So eager to go back to before this pandemic year began, we are hesitant to trust in the future you hold out to us. Yet, as persistent as Mary at the tomb, joy of our hearts, you come to open the gates of hope so that we might walk in the gardens of life. You come to open the gates of grace so we might plant peace in the wilderness of the world. You come to open the gates of resurrection so we might be renewed and restored to walk the way of Christ. This is the day of resurrection and new life. This is the day God offers us steadfast hope and love which will never end. We will sing and dance on this day. We are still, we will be again, we are always Easter people. We will rejoice and give thanks to God who saves us. So let's share together the prayer that Jesus has taught us as we say together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Mark's account of the resurrection is the earliest to be written, and it's also the shortest. Because it's so brief, the original ending, it ends with no sightings of Christ. There are later additional endings in our Bibles. In Mark's account, the sun has already risen, but it was early. And Mary Magdalene, another Mary and Salome, went to the tomb, wondering who might be up to roll the stone back from the tomb so they could anoint Jesus' body. However, when they arrived, they found the stone was already rolled back. They entered the tomb and discovered a man dressed in white who tells them, "Don't be alarmed. Jesus isn't there. He has been raised." The two women are told to go tell the disciples and Peter that Jesus is going ahead of them to Galilee. But they flee from the tomb, and that the original ending of the gospel leaves it with them saying nothing to anyone. The rest of the story is left to us, to know that at some point the fear left them, and they did go and tell others, and that we should do the same. So we listen to God's word to us from Mark 16, which Ruth's going to share with us.
When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James, and Salome brought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early on, the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb, and they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb. But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe, sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You are looking for Jesus, the Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter. He is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." Trembling and bewildered, the woman went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. This is the gospel of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Rather than me offering a sermon, we're instead going to hear the sermon from the end of the film Chocolat. Turn up the volume, please, Keith.
I'm not sure what the theme of my homily today ought to be. Do I want to speak of the miracle of our Lord's divine transformation? Not really. I'm not sure what the theme of my homily today ought to be. Do I want to speak of the miracle of our Lord's divine transformation? Not really, no. I don't want to talk about his divinity. I'd rather talk about his humanity. I mean, you know, how he lived his life here on earth. His kindness, his tolerance. Listen, here's what I think. I think we can't go around measuring our goodness by what we don't do, by what we deny ourselves, what we resist, and who we exclude. I think we've got to measure goodness by what we embrace, what we create, and who we include.
Just to whether you didn't hear it too well. At the end of the film, after the town that has been very strict on observing Lent and sort of rule following throughout that period, you know, the woman who opens her chocolate shop totally transforms, has a hay, or I can't remember what the word is, the thing you add that then changes something? No? Well, catalyst, yeah, that's the word. Yeah, transforming lives and relationships, and particularly the chap at the end, the mayor who's been controlling everybody, and particularly the priest. The priest then breaks out of that on that Easter Sunday to now actually say what he does believe. But on Easter Sunday, he wants to declare Christ's humanity, his care, his concern, his message, the way he transformed lives. Not the rule following that the church has most often used its power to put on people. So the power of Jesus' message and how we live it is in how we include folk, in how we draw folk in how we change, and how we are transformed by Christ's message. So let's continue in our worship as we in opening prayers I spoke about singing, but that was a metaphor, as we won't be singing for a while yet until the regulations change, but we'll listen and we'll reflect on the words of the hymn, Morning Has Broken. Listen for God's word to us from Psalm 118, which Elaine's going to share with us.
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let Israel say, his love endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, his love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, his love endures forever. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. Shouts of joy and victory resound in the tents of the righteous. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. The Lord's right hand is lifted high. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. I will not die, but live, and will proclaim what the Lord has done. The Lord has chastened me severely, but he has not given me over to death. Open for me the gates of righteousness. I will enter and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord, through which the righteous may enter. I will give you thanks, for you answered me. You have become my salvation. The stone the builders rejected has become the capstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. May the Lord add his blessing to these words.
Give thanks to God, for God's eternal nature is goodness and constant love. Let the people say, God's constant love is eternal. God is my source and my power and saves me. Sing of God's power and liberation. Rejoice in God's saving presence. With my last breath, I will tell of God's glory and follow God's way. May I draw close to God through my actions and devotions and give thanks. Our actions and devotions form the gateway to God's presence, but the gap is never too narrow. Trusting in God and acknowledging our missteps will always keep the gap just wide enough. Whatever others may think of us, to God we are essential and crucial to God's dream. We are in God's hands, and that is beyond our wildest dreams. God, in whom we live and move and have our being, let us rejoice in each new day. So let us again listen and reflect on the words of the hymn, "Now the Green Blade Rises." Again, listen for God's word to us from Isaiah 25, which Richard's going to share with us.
Isaiah chapter 25, reading from verses 6 to 9. On this mountain, the Lord Almighty will prepare a feast of rich food for all peoples, a banquet of aged wine, the best of meats and the finest of wines. On this mountain, he will destroy the shroud that enfolds all peoples, the sheet that covers all nations. He will swallow up death forever. The Sovereign Lord will wipe away the tears from all faces. He will remove the disgrace of his people from all the earth. The Lord has spoken. In that day, they will say, "Surely this is our God. We trusted in him and he saved us. This is the Lord. We trusted in him. Let us rejoice and be glad in his salvation." Thanks be to God.
When God's kingdom is fully revealed and lived, it will be like a banquet with the richest food and expensive wine held on a high mountain. Light will blaze forth and darkness will be no more. All will find consolation and dignity in God's presence. Voices will echo around the world declaring the reality of God and celebrating our liberation. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, your people in all the earth adore you in this and every hour. We look to you especially in this day, which by the resurrection of your Son is made holy. And for the blessings of this life, we thank you and celebrate the resurrection of our Saviour, which is to be our own resurrection. Given such great blessings, we cannot help but be awakened to the cries of those who have little earthly hope. We hear the call of the hungry, the destitute, the very old and very young, who do not see the light of day. Give us the fortitude, O God, to face the call and respond with haste to feed and clothe and love all of your people, and to gather them as lambs into the hope which we had found in the light of your Christ. We hear the cry of the spirit sick with grief and anger and fear. We see the need of our neighbours and are shamefully inattentive to their suffering. Brace us with courage, O God, where their courage is broken, and enable us to lift them up when they cannot carry themselves through the thorny paths of their lives, and to help them find the path of liberation, healing, and peace. We hear the groan of bondage in our world and see the stripes of the taskmaster on the backs of humanity. Great God of the living, give us power to break the evil bonds which perplex and destroy. Help us to free our fellows with the liberating word of truth, that in Christ you have broken the bonds of death. So many who are near to us are ill and suffering. Be by the side of these dear ones in this hour and the hours that lay ahead. Heal those lives for whom the world can hold no cure. Bind up the wounds which find no salve. Give peace to the broken ones who face death and separation. Plough up the hardness of your church, O Lord, when we become infertile and unproductive. Give us grace to know that the hardships we must face are to prepare us to receive new life and a new age of fruitfulness for your kingdom. As we go through our daily walks of life, help us all to be a benediction upon the lives of our families, our friends, our colleagues, and each of those lives whom we touch, even briefly. Give us grace to bring our every need and those of our neighbours to the table of your love and grace, in the name of Jesus, your Christ. Let us pray for the needs of the church and the world to God, who raised Christ to new life. We lift before God the people of Northern Ireland, Mozambique, Ethiopia, Ukraine, Egypt, Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, Israel-Palestine. Loving God, we lift before you the whole world facing this pandemic. We lift before you those who are grieving, those suffering, those fearing, those exhausted. We pray that your peace, hope, and love will flow through the world, through us, and be known in each and every life. Love divine, in raising Christ to new life, you open the path of salvation to all people. Send us out with the joy of Mary Magdalene to overcome our fears and proclaim that we have seen the Lord, so that all the world may celebrate with you the banquet of your peace. Amen. So following from the blessing, Richard will play some pieces on the organ. A reminder, if you wish to take posies out to folk who aren't here, if you come and get one, and then Denise will be back at the entrance, so if you'd go out the door and then through the fire escape, and then mention to Denise who you're taking the posy to. Let's just take a moment of silence and then share the blessing. Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. If God can break Christ forth from the tomb, there is nothing that can hold you back. You are loved. You are forgiven. You are set free to love one another in this world. Share the good news of the resurrection, of new life in Christ, now and forevermore. Amen and amen.